Welcome to this episode of Above the Clouds, which will address the issue of freedom from another perspective than that which is usually discussed nowadays. When we think of independence and freedom, we think of freedom from something outside of us, other people, other groups of people, even states. There is, however, another dimension of freedom, an inner or spiritual freedom, which is freedom from the uncontrolled mind inside of us. Sri Prahlad Maharaj speaks about this. He says, except for the uncontrolled and misguided mind, there is no enemy within this world. Rete jitat atmana utpate stitat. He addresses his demoniac father and says, in former times there were many fools like you who did not conquer the six enemies. These are all enemies within, huh? That steal away the wealth of the body. These fools were very proud, thinking, I have conquered all enemies in all the ten directions. But if a person is victorious over the six enemies, the inner enemies, and is equipoised towards all, for him there are no more enemies. Today, I would like to speak about the desire of the soul to be free. Srila Prabhupada writes very nicely, the need of the spiritual soul is that he wants to get out of the limited sphere of material bondage and fulfills his desire for complete freedom. He wants to get out of the covered walls of the greater universe. He wants to see the free light and the spirit. That complete freedom is achieved when he meets the complete spirit, the personality of Godhead. And Srila Prabhupada gives the example of a caged bird. Although the bird may be in a golden cage, it is nevertheless imprisoned. So in the same way, although the soul may have good material circumstances, he or she is still in bondage. In the Bhagavad Gita, this bondage is described. It is attachment, fear, and anger. And Krishna describes freedom from this, these three factors like this. Being freed from attachment, fear, and anger, being fully absorbed in me and taking refuge in me. Many persons in the past became purified by knowledge of me, and thus they all attained transcendental love for me. To become freed from one's attachments, to become freed even for one's fears, is not a cheap thing. There is a story of an eagle, a particular eagle in South America, which has always captured me. This type of eagle has the longest lifespan of its species. It can live up to 70 years. But in order to reach this age, the eagle must make a hard decision when it's about 40 years old. At that time, its long and flexible talons can no longer grab food. Its long and sharp beak becomes bent so that it can't eat anything any longer. its old, aged and heavy wings, due to their thick feathers, become stuck to its chest and make it difficult to fly. Yes, then the eagle is left with only two options: die or go through a painful process of change, which lasts for about 150 days. This process requires that the eagle fly to a mountaintop and sit on its nest. There the eagle knocks its beak against a rock until it plucks it out. Oops! After plucking it out, the eagle will wait for a new beak to grow back, and then it will pluck out its own talons. When its new talons grow back, the eagle starts plucking out its old aged feathers. And after 5 months or so, the eagle takes its famous flight of rebirth and lives for another 30 or so more years. My dear devotees, to do all this, the eagle has to overcome its attachment to its old attire, its old beak, talons and feathers. It has to be open and make itself free from even fear, in order so that it can develop the new, the free self. This is the idea of spiritual life. You may say, but this looks very, very, very difficult to get inner freedom. Well, there is something which can make this happen. It's blessings. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, there's a beautiful prayer when Sanatana Goswami bends down to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Lord has just told him all this spiritual knowledge, but Sanatana feels it's not actually possible for him to follow up on all the wisdom he has heard. He needs something else. He needs blessings. So he says, "The conclusions which you have told me are the ambrosia of truth, but my mind is unable to approach even a drop of that ocean. If you want to make a layman like me dance, kindly bestow your transcendental blessings by placing your lotus feet upon my head. Now, will you please tell me this thing: let whatever I have instructed all be fully manifested unto you. By blessing me in this way, you will give me strength to describe all this." See, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then blessed Sanatana Goswami, and he said, "Let all these instructions be manifested to you." When we hear the example of the eagle who has to undergo this heavy, heavy process and overcome all his attachments and fear, we become hopeless. But when we become informed that by the blessings of the Lord, a layman can cross ocean, mountains, a fool can start to speak wonderful words, and a blind man is able to see the stars. When we see these, let us say, manifestations of divine blessings, we become hopeful, especially now, where Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda have appeared like the sun and the moon, to give blessings to the fallen and spiritually weak living entities of this time. Before I end this, I want to encourage all of you to not only pray that you are blessed to become free from your attachments and fears that bind you, but pray especially for these devotees in these conflict areas, which are really seeing the worst which humanity can experience, and pray that they will all receive the blessings of the Lord, so that they will remain internally strong to face what needs to be faced, and to also get the direction and the intelligence where to move in order to be physically safe. In this little episode, it was important for me to say that in these times where the world is really concerned about freedom, and I think for good reasons the world is concerned, and wishes freedom for all parts of humanity. But I also want to say spiritual freedom is important, because no, even if you have a golden cage, safe, shiny, and everything, it's still a cage unless and until you become free from the influences of the six inner enemies. I wish you all the best, and see you very soon for the next Above the Clouds.